too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Forget Atkins, Zumba, South Beach, or the latest detox diet. The bodybuilding community is promoting their lifestyle as a great way to get people into the gym and into fitness. Dennis Bartlam attended a recent competition to find out what the lifestyle involves.
I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy it hurts. And I am too sexy for Milan. Too sexy for Milan. New York and Japan.
Bodybuilding has been around since the late 19th century. But it wasn't until 1978 that the first competition for women was held. Today, there are several subcategories such as figure and bikini. Recently, the Sky City Theatre played host to the Pro Figure Bikini Grand Prix. I went along with visions of masculine, intimidating women, only to discover figure and bikini divisions of bodybuilding value very different attributes.
Think about it as a beauty pageant for fit girls. You're not going to come in with your body all white. You're not going to come in with shoes that are really gaudy or flat. The hair should be natural looking. The makeup on your face should match your body. It shouldn't be off color. You want to accentuate your eyes, not too much bright lipstick. So you want it to look very, very natural.
That was Nicole Wilkins-Lee, a special guest at the competition. Currently considered the best in the world in the figure class, she holds the 2009 Miss Figure Olympia and the 2010 Miss Figure International titles. Not masculine or intimidating at all, she wouldn't be out of place at your local beauty pageant. She explained to me what work goes into preparing for a competition such as this.
Well, before a competition, I usually start around 12 to 14 weeks before. My workouts range anywhere from 45 minutes to 3 hours a day, depending on how close I am and how far out from the competition I am. However, I work out all year round. It's not like I stop working out after the show and then pick up 3 months before. The only main difference is the very strict nutrition. You don't have bread, there's no sugar, there's no alcohol. So you have to eat every 3 hours, 5 to 7 times a day, sometimes even 8. It's very consistent. You can't miss meals. You gotta get your water, gotta get your sleep. So it's pretty intense.
On stage, the girls combine dehydration, oils, tanning, and lighting to make the definition of the muscle groups more distinct. Out in the audience, I watched the girls perform a series of what looked like perfectly choreographed poses.
It's something you have to practice every day because there are different ways that you have to face the judges. You have to face the front, the side, the rear, the other side.
For a turn to the right, for a turn to the right, for a turn to the right, and face forward.
Not everyone has their abs as a strong point or their legs as a strong point. So angling your body a certain way toward the judges can create an illusion that you have a very symmetrical physique. So it takes a lot of practice and it is very individualized. So it's important to have a posing coach, someone that can tell you to turn your toe out or bring your knee in or turn your shoulders or keep your stomach in or chest up, stretch up tall. So it's exuding confidence. If you're nervous, it shows. You've got to practice walking in those 5-inch heels because that's difficult to do too. So it takes a lot. You know, people should not come to a competition without practicing their posing.
In both the figure and bikini classes, aesthetic qualities such as skin tone, hair, makeup and costume are just as important as muscular symmetry, shape and tone. One person that knows this better than anybody is Judge John Tolman, a bodybuilding judge since 1985.
First of all, I look at an overall package. And that's basically what God has given you, you've handed down from your mom and dad. You look at symmetry, and that's what symmetry means, is the shoulder width compared to your waistline, the width of your waistline, the balance of your bicep compared to your tricep, the development of your shoulders, the development of your lats, development of your quads and your hamstrings and calves. That has to balance out. And on top of that is the hair, the makeup, the package, is the overall package, the beauty aspect of it, the beauty of the muscle. If it's too thin, if the conditioning is too much, then it affects the face and you have too much vascularity and everything else. So you just want to strike the right balance.
Balance is even more important in the pro bikini category, which had its world debut at this event.
This will be the first pro figure bikini in IFBB history. So New Zealand is the groundbreaking show. So the first pro bikini in the entire world.
And now that we have the pro bikini or the amateur bikini, we want the women's to be different, more curvier, have the nice curves. And a lot of people ask me, what is the example of a bikini? And now I'm going way back years. If you ever saw an actress named Raquel Welch, when she did, I believe, the movie 20,000 BC, where she was wearing like a two-piece bikini, very curvy bodies and everything, she doesn't have any muscle, anything development, not that much.
Figure and bikini categories are also helping clean up the sport's reputation, which has been plagued by drug abuse.
Figure and fitness and bikini, you're not supposed to be really hard. They want a little bit of a softer look, which is not what they used to have. And you're subject to drug testing at any time. So if people are doing drugs, they're going to get caught.
The situation with drug, it is a very... how would I say, touchy subject, but we are trying to promote a healthy sport. And unfortunately, you have situations that, like in other sports, people like to tend to take the shortcut. But you will see the difference when somebody who is taking the shortcut with the other bodies, especially like in physique judging, you will know. And we are trying to push that look down, and we are doing drug testing, urinalysis, all those things to curb that look.
For some, this is just a hobby.
Representing the United States and making also her first pro debut, Natalie Pennington. Natalie is a dentist, and she got her pro card at the Team Universe Bikini Championship. Also representing the United States on her pro debut, a doctor, emergency room doctor, Khan from the United States.
But for Nicole, this is her career. A career which event organizer Mo Al-Musawi is trying to promote to Kiwi girls.
I just want the young girls of New Zealand to know that there's huge opportunities for them out there. Magazines, sponsorship. You know, and we have a lot of beautiful young ladies here, that all what they need is this motivation. So the motivation is here tonight.
This is definitely a career for me. I am sponsored by Nutrigenics, which is from New Zealand, and I'm also a weeder athlete, so I am sponsored by them. And I travel all over the place, so it is definitely a career, and I'm going to stay in it as long as I can.
It really doesn't take much, you know. You need to go to that gym once every 2 days, do your cardio, watch what you eat, don't eat at McDonald's every day, that's the truth. Have your pizza from time to time, but try to eat healthy, and the results of it, not only on stage, but the fact that you don't have to see the doctor every great while, you get to see the doctor, it's beautiful, it's just, it feels good.
I think it's really good for women to get involved in the sport because for figure, it's very feminine, and it's getting your body to a very healthy state. I mean, you're working out, you're eating clean. All in all, it's really good for your body and for your self-esteem. It's really important for women to get involved.
Whatever we can do to get the women into the gym, into exercise, physical activities. That's why in MPC we have women's bodybuilding fitness, which is routine. You do it like a gymnastic or a ballet routine or a dance routine with a little bit of a muscle on it. Then we have figure, which is fitness without the routine. And now we have bikini. So if women don't want to have that athletic look or don't want to be a female bodybuilder, then we have bikini now. So a female that wants to get into the physique or getting in good shape after having a couple of kids, whatever, that's perfect for them to go into bikini.
I want to get the word out there that, you know, you can do it and you can do it at any age. I want to be a role model for people, especially women, to get healthy. Obesity is on the rise, and I don't like to think about it that way. So if we can just give the knowledge out about healthy nutrition and exercise, that's my main goal. I am
That's Glynis Bartlam there with that report. Well, that's all we've got time for today. If there's something you've missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
I've been Dominic Corrie, and thank you to New Zealand On Air. And I'm too sexy for this song.